once again, Peter writes, "Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers." Now, that's a rather strange greeting, it seems to us. Why mention such a subject? I think it's because so often in our lives we need to be reminded of what and who we are in relation to the world and in relation to God. Aliens, meaning we don't fit in. Strangers, we don't fit in. That's a sad thing to say, because so often we don't want to think about that. We don't want to be different. We want to fit in. But these words from that big fisherman from Bethsaida were really meaningful in his life, because he was asked by the Lord Jesus to forsake all, everything, to follow after Jesus. And he wasn't a rich man to begin with, but after that he had even less, because Jesus didn't have much, nor did he need it, of course. But Peter left us an example of humble service to our Lord Jesus. Now, in his letter that he tells us that we are aliens and strangers, he's talking really specifically to us, or to those of his own time who were believers in the Lord Jesus. His message is particularly for them. He's offering us there what we might call a handbook on Christian living, and we all need that. So he reminds us that here in the world, we don't have any lasting treasure, that all our treasure is eternal and comes from God through Christ Jesus. Our treasure is the hope of eternal life. That's so different from what most of us think about as we journey through this present life day by day. That's understandable. If we've got a test in today's class, we're concerned about that for today. That's today's business. But here at ILC, it is also part of eternal business, because that class that you're attending is taught to you in the name of the Lord. And basically underneath what you're being taught lies His precious word. But when it comes to the world outside that, that's not our world. That's not where our treasure should be. That's not where we belong. Where do we belong? We have a blessed kingdom. It's not a democracy, a kingdom. And our king is God. And our king, who dwelt here on the earth and is still with us in spirit, is the Lord Jesus. Now, since we're not of this world, does that mean that we are supposed to go out into the desert somewhere? Or to the farthest extremes of the North Pole? Or maybe try to live out in space someplace? No, the Lord is leaving us here in the world for a purpose, to invite others to be aliens like us. To be an alien like us means to cast all our cares upon the Lord and to believe in His wonderful gospel message of salvation, forgiveness of sins by that wonderful sacrificial act of our Lord Jesus that we have reviewed so much now during this past season. Now, since we are strangers and foreigners on the earth, we might feel that we'd like to hide our identity, because it's not always comfortable to be an alien. Now, all of my four grandparents were aliens to this country. They couldn't speak English. People could tell right away that they didn't belong here yet. They couldn't talk. They could only talk to other people who knew their German language. So we can be betrayed too by the way we speak and the way we talk and the things we talk about, the things that we are concerned about. Do we have a desire as aliens and foreigners to spread the gospel around us where we are? Then we speak. But we have a message to give. And that message is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not comfortable to do it. It's difficult to go to people that we don't know well, to speak to them about our faith and about our Lord. But the Lord gives the strength and the ability to do it. There's a great deal of concern in our world today about the economic situation, not only of our country, but of the world. Does that concern you? Yes, in a way. But above and beyond and past all of that, you can rest assured that your future is sure. Doesn't matter if the banks close. You're going to heaven because of the promise and the saving work of the Lord Jesus. So though we may be strangers and foreigners here, we are not homeless vagabonds. We know where we're going. We have an almighty heavenly Father. We have an eternal Savior. And we have the Holy Spirit to guide us eventually home. Let's conclude our chapel this morning by singing the first two stanzas of hymn number 660.